Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 16th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning and call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, Forever Faithful. We use two scripture portions from Lamentations 5:19 and Psalm 146, 5 and 6.
You, O Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever.
Those who regularly follow this series know that we enjoy using illustrations from the farming area in which we live. In fact, if you go to the site today and you look at the photo, you see a picture we took last night on our 3-mile walk of a barley harvest. Well, we have learned that there is a predictability regarding the times of each harvest from year to year. And as I mentioned presently, it's the barley that's being harvested. Prior to harvest, barley turns a beautiful yellow, indicating the harvest is near. The other day, we came across a beautiful farm scene behind a friend's house. Didn't take a photo at the time and went back a couple of days later to get the photo, but alas, it was too late. The field had already been harvested. I like the harvest because there's such a tangible expression that reminds us of God's faithfulness. The machinery used is far advanced from the methods used in the harvest of the Bible time, but the basic process is the same.
In the future, there will be another harvest, a great harvest of souls where there will be a great separation between those whose lives are built upon the temporal soil of this life and those who have built their lives upon the eternal rock of salvation. We are not of this world. We foundationally belong to another kingdom. As God's children, we are part of a dynasty that will last forever. Jeremiah proclaimed in our first daily verse, "You, O Lord, reign forever." He made this proclamation during a time of social and spiritual chaos, as Judah's captivity to Babylon was imminent. In fact, Lamentations was written during one of the most despairing times imaginable.
In the natural, it didn't look like the throne of David had any chance at all. But God gave Jeremiah spiritual eyes to look beyond the chaos of the present life to the eternal future where God's throne would endure from generation to generation and forever. Through the eternal reign of Christ, this has been fulfilled. Here we are 2,600 years later, joyfully singing, "Forever God is faithful." We will be making this joyful proclamation throughout all eternity.
And our second daily verse reminds us of the source of our help and hope, the maker of all, who is the Lord, and who remains faithful forever. When we as believers faithfully read the Word, it is so much more than just a record of history or teachings to be read once and then stored on a shelf. No, the Scripture dwells within our hearts and is expressed through us in our day-to-day activities, in our thought life, in our outlook on earth, in our preparation for the life after death. We establish our confidence in the God of hope, and we find help in our hour of need. We learn to trust instead of being afraid. A.W. Tozer wrote this, "Upon God's faithfulness rests our whole hope of future blessedness. Only as he is faithful will his covenants stand and his promises be honored. Only as we have complete assurance that he is faithful may we live in peace and look forward with assurance to the life to come."
End quote. In John's vision recorded in the book of Revelation, we read, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." That's in Revelation 11, verse 15. Keep that perspective before you today. Regardless of what earthbound obstacles seem to be blocking your spiritual view, remember, this truth today. Forever, God is faithful. This will renew your hope and brighten your countenance. And may God give you that abiding assurance.
Let's pray together. Lord, everything we see or touch with our hands has a shelf life and eventually wears out or is destroyed. Our family members and the people we hold dear to our hearts in time also depart from our lives. But when we contemplate thoughts of eternity, we are filled with unending praise as we consider that you, O Lord, reign forever. Of your kingdom there will be no end. We'll gather with our dear brothers and sisters from all over the world, from every tribe, tongue, and nation, and exalt the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There will no longer be separation due to distance, combat, culture, or language, but we will be one mighty chorus singing heavenly praises to our faithful Father, whose kingdom has no end. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Give us that perspective today, certainly, is our prayer. Well, we, of course, not only podcast these messages daily, and some of you know us primarily through the audio portion of our ministry. You listen to this regularly, and we're blessed by that. We also post these messages up in various ways on the web each day, primarily to our website at dailyencouragement.net. We do have a photo of that harvest scene I referred to last night. We also have a neat photo I took a couple days ago of a tractor. It's not really related to the message, but just part of the color of the area. It's interesting because not only is it an old Farmall tractor that makes it interesting, but it has a child safety seat bolted to the fender. I guess that's a safety conscious farmer. Of course, we have several resources we recommend today and suggest, whether that be music, a book that may be helpful, or some chapters on the faithfulness of God from two theologians that have had a lasting impact on the church. Both have names or initials beginning with A.W., A.W. Pink and A.W. Tozer. And these full chapters are available if you care to go to the click. The featured song, I suppose, today would be a song we've enjoyed the last couple of years by Shannon Wetzelberg, titled Faithful God. And that is available actually not as a single song, but in a full video program. If you really would care to go to that song, you can just go to the 21:30 mark. It's a Radio Bible Class Day of Discovery show. It's a wonderful song with a great meaning, and it's the only version I could find on the web other than a sample-type version. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we had prepared for Tuesday, June 16th, 2009. Once again, we remind you that forever God is faithful.